Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 3rd, 2026. There'll be a poetry celebration at the State House this afternoon, organized by the Maine Arts Commission in honor of National Poetry Month. Quote, "Throughout the afternoon, we will celebrate the richness of Maine's literary arts community with a variety of activities and presentations, including readings from Maine Poetry Out Loud finalists, live poetry readings from poets across Maine, literary arts information tables and exhibits, opportunities to meet, mingle, and connect with poets and arts organizations, and a special recognition of Maine Poet Laureate Julia Boosma as her term concludes this June. We are also honored to welcome special guest Governor Janet Mills, who will join us to announce the next Maine State Poet Laureate, beginning a new five-year term," end quote. That's happening this afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Hall of Flags at the State House in Augusta. Witherly Library and Castine Arts Association invite you to join them on Saturday afternoon, actually all Saturday afternoons in April, for a little afternoon music from 1:30 to 2:30 in the Witherly's Reading Room. This week's performer will be Marion Feldman playing the cello. Light refreshments will be served, and the event is free, and all are welcome. You can get more information at witherlylibrary.net. The Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry is looking for seasonal workers, including lifeguards, rangers, and customer service representatives, to fill jobs at state parks and historic sites this summer. You can find job listings and application on the Bureau of Parks and Lands page at maine.gov, and the direct link is posted with the archives of today's Around Town at weru.org. The Department of Marine Resources is looking for a volunteer island caretaker duo for the 2026 season at Burnt Island Light in Boothe Bay Harbor. Quote, "Welcome visitors, share the rich history of the coast, and help care for one of Maine's most beloved lighthouse destinations, all just a mile offshore." The Department of Marine Resources is seeking two volunteers. It could be a retired couple, siblings, friends, or partners to serve as seasonal caretakers of Burnt Island, working closely in partnership with us at the Keepers of Burnt Island Light. Caretakers will live on Burnt Island for the duration of the season, end quote. For more information or to apply, send a letter of interest to burnt.island.dmr@maine.gov. The Maine Association of Broadcasters is accepting applications for $2,000 scholarships for Maine students enrolled in a college communications-related field. Quote, "The future of Maine broadcasters is directly tied to encouraging young people to enter this exciting and dynamic profession. To that end, the MAB provides thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. For students entering post-secondary school and pursuing the study of journalism, broadcasting, media arts, and digital studies, there are dollars made available to assist these students in the start of their careers," end quote. The deadline for applying for a Maine Association of Broadcasters scholarship is June 30th, 2026. You can find more information and the application at mab.org/scholarships. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.